I was beyond excited, probably to the point where I was bouncing off the walls, not unlike a child who eats all of their Halloween candy in a single sitting. It was such a long time ago that I wasn't sure if that's how I felt, but I can assume, like every little child going to get a dog, I was excited. I had felt this way since my parents promised me we would get a new dog once we moved into our new house. I don't know why they suddenly trusted a 6-year-old enough to take care of an animal, since I had a reputation of doing things that would qualify me as the opposite of responsible. But hey, if my parents said it was okay, it was okay. Now, after months of looking online and tons of pictures for possible candidates, we finally drove an hour away from a house, from home, to check out a group of few week old Labradoodle puppies. I really wanted one of those specifically because I didn't understand crossbreeding was a common thing and I had to believe that lab poodles were a revolutionary being of science. When we arrived, I instantly ran over to the cage and watched the small dogs leap up onto the wires of the cage in playful excitement. 6 or 7 cream-colored puppies came to me and greet me with shrill barks of happiness as they ran around in the warm August sun without a care in the world. My dad pointed out the one he and my mom thought about getting. He was small, jumpy, and the same light color as the others. He was very cute indeed, but I wasn't sure if he was the one yet. I was led inside of the cage to look at them the better. I became distraught. How was I going to pick just one? I decided to just play around with the puppies for a bit while I made the life-changing decision while my parents talked about the adult half of purchasing a pet. The words like price range and recommended dietary options that I didn't understand. That was when one of the many puppies ran up to me. She was small and slightly curly, with slightly curly, cream-colored fur. She was happily barking and skipping about just like the others. But there was something else, her nose. I'm not sure what exactly drew me to it, but my curious eyes immediately caught sight of her unique characteristic. Taking a look at all of the other puppies, she was the only one without a black nose. Instead, she sported a brown one. Observing her closer, I looked under her ear where each of the dogs had a tattooed number representing which was born first under it, yet I didn't know it was there at the time. This dog had a number 1 on her ear, showing she was the firstborn. Even though it was completely irrelevant to me, it was a sign, a final revelation. She was the one. This one! Oh god, that was a word. This one, I banged my hands on the wire of the cage to rudely interrupt the important conversation my parents were having with the owners. I want this one. My parents gave me the typical, "Are you sure?" any parents gives with the child hastily makes a decision. I nodded, and my parents did the paperwork. It was official. I had a pet. I wanted to hold her on the way home, but my mom wouldn't let me. Maybe she remembered my irresponsible reputation and chose to avoid the possibility that I may accidentally toss the poor creature out the window. We headed back with the new member of our family. When I was hit with the question of what I wanted to name her, I was bewildered. I get to name her? I became ecstatic, but what to name her? Cream Puff? No, my dad would roll his eyes at me once again for naming something based on its appearance. I had to think harder. What would it be? My mom told me to think of my favorite things for ideas. It seemed like a good idea. How about favorite things? My mind suddenly drifted as I started absentmindedly thinking about cartoons. I liked cartoons. That's it, my favorite cartoon. Cassie, I shouted out the name of my favorite cartoon character from my favorite show. Let's name her Cassie. I liked that name. And since my parents didn't look at me like I was completely insane, they seemed to like it too. Cassie, what an awesome dog she would be. Having a pet was going to be so much fun. But the thing is, 6-year-olds don't read the fine print that says, "Please note, this product actually requires maintenance." Caitlin, did you feed the dog? Caitlin, go clean up Cassie's mess. Caitlin, you said you wanted a dog. Still young, naive, and still slightly irresponsible as aforementioned, I rarely did what I should have done after a few years of ownership. When both my brother and Cassie reached the age of 5, I signed his soul into the responsibility to make up for the other half of it I lacked. Nobody told me taking care of a pet was hard work, except they did and I just didn't listen. But having a dog was still the greatest experience. Ugh. They basically become an adopted child, but my brother practically grew up with her. He was constantly wrestling around on the carpet with Cassie for hours on end, filling the living room with laughter and war whoops, until he would call it off after he was scratched one too many times. I wrestled when I was younger as well, until I got too old, lazy, to partake in the fun. Cassie was always wandering around the house, always vigilant of what's going on outside. Whenever any guests would arrive, or similarly, when the wind changed direction, she would bark and run to the door in slightly defensive yet friendly greeting. Whenever we would drive home, she would poke her head in the corner of a window with a smile as much as a dog can manage. She liked to lay in the sun, chase birds, eat food, especially food that didn't belong to her. She was always undoubtedly loyal. Even though taking care of a dog was difficult at times, nothing was harder than having to say goodbye to her. Pets are family, and having one is one of the best experiences a growing child can have. I may have taken many moments for granted, but no matter what, I will always remember the day we took home the dog that stood out from all the rest.